Today's daf is Kuf Zayin. We're going to start at the bottom, three lines from the bottom of Kuf Vav Amud Bet. Tanu Rabbanan, Hare alai lamizbeach yavi levona. She'en lecha davar shekarev legabe mizbeach ela levona. We're assuming if you say Hare alai lamizbeach, you mean I'm going to bring something that's entirely burned on the mizbeach, and the only thing that's entirely burned on the mizbeach is the frankincense. But if you say perashti ve'ene yodea ma perashti, I specified something to go on the mizbeach, but I don't remember what, then obviously you don't mean, if it was something that entirely burns and there's only one option, you can't say I don't remember which option. So obviously in that case, you don't mean something that's entirely burned, you mean anything that goes on the mizbeach. Again, this is all attempting to figure out from your words, what did you really mean? So therefore, yavi mikol davar shekarev lamizbeach. So therefore, you have to bring anything that goes, that gets burned on the mizbeach, right? Whether it's, right, so then you could have, a list, like olat ha'of, minchat nechasim, right? There's all these things that get burnt on the mizbeach. So those, so we'll see in a minute, actually, all of them. The olat ha'of, the regular ola, the wine libations, they go on the mizbeach, right? Anything that goes on the mizbeach, we could say. So now they're going to say, going back to the beginning of this braita, we said the only thing that gets entirely burned on the mizbeach is the frankincense. The tuleika, is that really true? That there's nothing else? The hayika ola, what do you mean? The ola gets burned entirely on the mizbeach. So what are the answer? No, not entirely, because ika ora lekohanim. We've had this slew of questions a number of times before where they said, oh no, but the hides go to the Kohen. V'ha'ika olata of, but not, even though the olata of gets burned entirely on the mizbeach, again, there's two parts not. Ika mora v'notza, the crop and the feathers. And those things, you kind of, they throw them on the floor near the mizbeach. And according to the Gemara and Yoma, they magically get swallowed up into the ground. Okay, that's like a miracle that happened. Another one of those miracles that happened in the Ben Amikdash.
Did you want to say that?
Oh, I forgot to say. Okay, the Shi'ur is Li'iloi Nishmat Yosef Ben Moshe HaKohen. Thank you for reminding me. V'ha'ika minchat nisachim. So now they say, v'ha'ika nisachim. So what about the nisachim, the wine libations you pour entirely? So maybe you meant to pour the wine. That gets entirely poured on the mizbeach. So what do they answer? Oh no, l'shitin asli. They go into these holes that go sort of through the mizbeach, right, and down to the bottom, and they don't actually get burned on the mizbeach, and they're not actually even put on the mizbeach because they're poured down this kind of chute. V'ha'ika minchat nisachim. But wait, the minchat nisachim actually is a good example because the entire thing gets burned. You remember the regular voluntary offerings, you only burn the kmitza. But the one that goes with the korbanot, the meal offering, that gets entirely burned. So what do they say? You were assuming you didn't mean that because kevan de'ika mincha da'ach le'kohani mina lo psikale. Since generally the minachot, most of the minachot, the shirayim go to the kohen, and there's only one type which it doesn't, we're assuming you didn't mean that one type. In other words, you would have specified this specific minchat nisachim, and therefore we're just assuming that only, like, we're taking that one out of the category. It's not the strongest answer, but
question.
Yeah.
Yesterday's daf had something about you can bring as much as until it feels like it would have been what you might. It's not more than you would possibly have thought to bring.
Right.
Can that apply back either to any of this or to what we saw before about where you have to bring some of everything or up to 60 or, you know, or when it's clearly not?
Because that's different, because if you have to bring several varieties, it's because maybe it was this one, maybe it was that one, maybe it was that one, maybe it was that one. So we have to cover all our bases. As opposed to saying how much quantity did you say, there we can cap it. But you can't cap what it is. You can cap what the possibilities are if you can say it can't possibly be that. But once it could be any of those, then all of them are possibilities. Okay, now we're going to get to another case. Hare alai zahav lo yifchot midinar zahav. So if you said, this was from the Mishnah, I'm going to bring gold, so it has to be, what we're assuming you meant was a dinar of gold. It can't be less than that. V'dilma nascha, maybe you just meant a little piece of gold and not a whole dinar of zahav. Amar Rabbi Elazar, da'amar matbea. It must be a case where you said madbea. So they say vidilma prite, but maybe you meant coins. In other words, like, you know, we have shekels, and then we have agurot. You know, maybe you meant the smaller coins, okay, the prutot. Those are like the agurot, or pennies. Amar papa, prite didava lo avde inche. Nobody makes those prutot out of gold, because prutot is supposed to be, right, the same way we have in our currencies. They're not made out of gold, because they're worth almost nothing, so nobody would make them out of gold. So therefore, it couldn't be he meant that. Kesef lo yifchot mi dinar. Now we're saying kesef can't be less than a dinar of kesef. There's dinar zahav, there's a dinar kesef. Obviously the kesef is worth less. If you say kesef, you can't be less than a dinar. So again, the answer, dilma nascha. Maybe you just meant a piece of silver and not a coin of silver. So again, amar Rabbi Elazar, da amar matbea. We're talking about a case where you said a matbea of kesef. Vidilma prite, maybe you meant coins, and in fact, people do make small coins, the little pennies or agurot out of silver. So amar sheshet ba'atra delosagu prite de kaspa. It must be in a place where they don't make it. In other words, some places did make it, some places didn't. We're talking about it must be in a place where nobody did that, and that's why you'd have to bring a dinar of zahav. Nechoshet lo yivchot mime'ah kesef. Okay, so if you say nechoshet, we don't give any less than a me'ah of kesef. Tanya, Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov omer, lo yivchot mitzinur ktana shel nechoshet. He has a different understanding. He says, no, it could be we're assuming you're talking about a little hook or fork type thing that was made of copper. Lamai chazio, what was this? What would you use this little fork type, hook type thing in the Beit HaMikdash? That's because the assumption is you're saying I'm giving this to the Beit HaMikdash. You know, either we mean you're bringing money, or maybe you're bringing something made out of nechoshet, this little hook type thing. So he asks, what would you be using it for in the Beit HaMikdash? Amar Abaye, shemechatetim ba'ptilot u'mekanchim ba'nerot. Okay, they would clean out, or mechatetim, they would... What?
Trim the wicks.
Trim the wicks. Okay, when they got burnt at the top, right, they would trim the burnt part off. Or they would clean out the candle holders with them. Okay, the oil holders. So it's a utensil that they would have used. Okay, barzel.
And are they mekadshim all these things?
This is if someone says, Hare alai nechoshet. So the question is, you didn't specify how much you intended to bring.
Oh. No, because like let's say you have the book for cleaning out the candles.
Is that
it
a kli?
It wasn't anything.
It's not a kli sharei. No, it didn't have kedusha. Our question right now is somebody says, I'm dedicating X to the Beit HaMikdash, but you didn't specify exactly how much of X. What are we assuming your minimum? In other words, we're going with what's right. The minimum amount that you could have meant. So nechoshet, they said maybe just little coins, but then they said no, but it could be that you meant, right? In other words, maybe it means me'ah kesef, which is a minimum amount. What?
But not that they're meaning a kli sharei.
No. Maybe they're saying you meant I'm giving nechoshet for this kli. That's what I want to give. So then you'd have to give enough to fill up that kli. Barzel. What if you said harei alai barzel? Tanya achirim omrim lo yifchot mi kilya orev. Okay, this was, I thought this was funny. This was a utensil that they would use to kind of, like, here they say it's, actually Rashi says it's these pointy masmerot, nails, that they would put in the Rosh HaGag of the Hechal in order that the ravens wouldn't sit on the roof of the Beit HaMikdash, right? You think about, right? I was in Ramat Rachel for an Eruah, and I remember the whole time there were always these birds in the Chadar Ochel, you know, and you can imagine in the Beit HaMikdash, I'm sure it was full of birds coming in, so they tried to keep the birds away.
But interestingly, they would be out of barzel, which you're not supposed to, with which you're
not
supposed
to. Well, it's outside.
I know,
they didn't have plastic.
But right, you're still attaching it to the Beit HaMikdash, you weren't supposed to use nails, and like barzel
and
all things.
Yeah, right, that's true. Okay, so it shouldn't be less than that from these utensils they used. Vikama, Amar Rav Yosef, Ama Alama. Okay, so they want to know how much is the shiur, so they say it's one by one amot. Ika de Amre, some people say it's the reverse, that not the reverse, but that it was said like this. Lo yifchot me'ama alama, and then they asked, it's what question was Rav Yosef asking? The Braita itself said Ama Alama, and then they asked, Lamai Chazia, what's this Ama Alama of Brazil used for? And Amar Rav Yosef l'kilyaorev. Okay, so there's a debate about whether the Braita talked about the ravens And then Rav Yosef gave the shiur. Or remember, Rav Yosef is living many generations later. Okay, he's I think third generation, or yeah, probably third or fourth. Well, he was Abaye's rabbi, and Abaye was fourth, so he must be third. So he's basically talking about something that happened many generations before in the time of that, because he's third generation of Amoraim, and this is, right, we're talking earlier Tanaim period when there's still a Beit HaMikdash, and he's describing, right, he's kind of coming up with what it is. It was L'Kil Yal Rev, or he was coming up with what the Shiur was. Either which way, right, either he had some Masoret or he's just being creative about his answer. Okay, Mishnah. Hare ala yain lo yifchot mishlosha login. If somebody says, I'm going to take upon myself wine, to bring wine, he has to bring a minimum of shlosha login. This makes sense because what did we see? The minimum shear of nisachim for the Beit HaMikdash was 3 log of wine. That was what we learned a few dapim ago. Shemen lo yifchot milog. Okay, shemen, even though, okay, here we're going to get to this, how we get this. Shemen, even though the amount of shemen was like the amount of wine, so you would think it would be 3 log, but here they say, no, a log is enough. Rebbe omer shlosha login. Okay, Rebbe says, if you say you're bringing wine, oil, you need a minimum of 3 log, which makes sense in the context of the minimum, remember, the wine and the, I'll just review, the wine and the oil were used as libations for the korbanot, and remember, it was 6 for the par, 4 for the aisle, and 3 for the keves. So the keves, the 3 was the minimum, so Rebbe makes a lot of sense. We're going to have to understand Tanakama, where he got the log. Perashti ve'ene yodea ma perashti. I said I was going to bring the sachim, but I didn't specify which ones. Yavi ki yom mirube. You bring like the Shabbat of Sukkot, remember, the first day of Sukkot, where you bring 21 libations, and then the amount comes out to a really large amount. It comes out to, right, I didn't write the, actually did the math here. Comes out to, 1 second, got all the amounts. So-and-so is in the It comes out to 140 log of each type.
And what if you then says, there's shemen and the wine? Way I meant that much.
Right. So then it comes a debate, how you deal with that. In other words, can he put a cutoff, right? The Gemara doesn't ever really deal with, what if he says, there's no way I would have given that many?
But it does raise that. It did yesterday as a possibility.
Right. It's true. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. But here it doesn't discuss. Okay. Tana Rabbanan. Okay. So the Gemara says, Ezrach. So now we're going to get, we saw this before, melamed shemitnadvim yayin. Remember, this is all, can you be menadev yayin? Can you be menadev shemen? Remember, yayin, yes, shemen was a debate. Obviously, this Mishnah seems to imply you can be menadev shemen. Bekama shlosha login. Okay, and how much? 3, right? The Braita basically says, we learn from the word Ezrach, that this was in the section about the obligatory nisachim, and because it says kol Ezrach, they say, oh, that comes to include, right? Kol Ezrach yaseh kacha et eile, remember that pasuk? Lakriv yisharech nechoach la'ashem. So Ezrach means anyone can bring it on their own. They can voluntarily offer. And then how many? Well, we assume is going to bring whatever everyone else would have bring, the minimum 3. In other words, whatever they would bring for the regular korbanot. Uminayin shimratza lehosif yosif. How do we know if he wants to add more than 3, he can? Talmud lomar yihiyeh. Okay, the word yihiyeh in the next pasuk seemed to indicate, oh, you can even bring more. Yachol yifchot. Actually, I don't remember if it's the next pasuk or it's a pasuk in that section. It says, kachem kager kaizrach yihiyeh. Okay, so it sounds like you could even add more. Yachol yifchot. How do you know you can't deduct? We saw this exact sugya a few days ago. Talmud lamar kacha, right? Kacha yaseh eile. It has to be minimum this amount. Shemen lo yifchot min halog. Rebbe omer shlosha login. So now we're going to ask the obvious question. B'mai kamiflige. What's the root of the machloket? Amur rabbanan kamei derav papa. Bidon mina umina. Bidon mina va'okim ba'atra kamiflige. We also saw this whole sugya before. This has to do with, do we learn, when we learn out the halacha from somewhere else, do we learn it out from the other place and then learn out all the details from the other place? Or do we say we learn out the concept from the other place, but we learn out the details to match the details of this particular item? So we'll see right now how this works. Right? So don mina va'okim ba'ach. One second. Don mina u'mina means we're going to learn it all the way, all the details also from the other place. And don mina va'okim ba'atra. Okim ba'atra means we're going to stand it in its place, meaning we're going to learn out the details from its own place. So how does that work? Rabbanan savri don mina u'mina. Where do we learn it out from? Ma mincha mitnadvim av sheminami mitnadvim. So if we're going to learn don mina u'mina, we're going to learn the basic halacha. Everyone agrees we learn the basic halacha that you can voluntarily bring shemin to the Beit HaMikdash if it says from mincha, okay? So ma mincha mitnadvim af shemin mitnadvim, and then we're going to say umina. So now we're going to learn it out from mincha. You can see where we're going. Ma mincha belog. What was a classic mincha? Was one isaron and one log of shemin. So if we're learning it out from mincha, we're going to say just like mincha's belog af shemin belog. V'rebi savar don minavo kebaatra. Learn out from mincha, but the details of the shemen itself. What do we know about the details of the shemen? The nisachim, the minimum shemen, was 3. So ma mincha mitnadvim af shemen nami mitnadvim. So the basic halacha we learn out from mincha. Va'okei ba'atra kenisachim, but learn it out like the nisachim themselves. Ma nisachim shloshet login af shemen nami shloshet login. Okay, so we're going to learn it out by from itself. Amar lehu Rav Papa. Alright, the rabbi, how do we start? The rabbi said this before Rav Papa. So Rav Papa, they said the machloket is don mina u'mina or don mina ba'okei ba'atra. Rav Papa now says to them, can't be. Because imi mincha gamar la rabbi, if really he learned it out from mincha, everyone would agree that we learn it out, all the details from the mincha, and it should be a log. Ela rebi me ezrach gamila. But he actually didn't derive it from there. He learned it from the word ezrach. Just like ezrach comes to teach, you can bring a voluntary wine offering, since the context there was wine and oil libations for the sacrifices. Therefore, we're going to learn it also includes someone who wants to volunteer shemen. Okay, so now Amar le Rav Huna Bered Rav Natan le Rav Papa Umi Matzet Amar Hachi. Could you really say this? And it's basically what we're saying is like this: the machloket, according to Rav Papa, is do we learn it out from mincha and then we learn it that it's a log, or do we learn it out from wine, the same pasuk that we darshened wine, and then we obviously get that it's 3 log, and that's the machloket. Where's the derivation? So now we're assuming that Rebbe. Okay, Rebbe is the one who holds it's 3 log. And the reason he says it's 3 log is because he learns it out from the word ha'ezrach, which is about the nisachim, right? And it comes from the context of the nisachim. So now they say, wait a minute, that can't possibly be, they ask. Rav Huna says, Bered Rav Natan says to Rav Papa, umimat zed amar hachi, could you really say that Rebbe learns it out from the word pasuk ha'ezrach, and that's why he says 3 log? V'hatanya, doesn't it say in a braita, korban, okay, they're darshaning the word korban, milamed shemitnadvim shemen. From the word korban, we can learn, okay, where's this word korban? In the mincha pasuk. V'nefesh ki takriv korban mincha la'ashem. This is where we derived it from the mincha. Okay, I forgot to mention this before. But the way it's derived from the mincha is from the word korban that appears in the mincha. Why didn't it just say nefesh ki takriv mincha? Obviously, it's a korban. So why does it say korban? To include that you can bring anything you want as a korban, including oil. So now it says here, so the derivation according to this braita is clearly from mincha. Okay, so what are we going to have to prove? That the author of that braita is Rebbe, and if the source is mincha, and the source can't be ha'ezrach. Okay, and there goes your theory of Papa. So how does he prove this? What does it say? Korban melamed shemitnadvim shemen. Vikama, and how much are you mitnadev? We learned this also already previously. Shlosha login. Okay? In other words, here it says, you're mitnadev 3 log. Well, man shamat le damar shlosha login, Rebbe. Vikamai tele mi korban. So what did he say? Look, the author must be Rebbe because it says 3 log. And it also says, we learned it out from mincha, from the word korban. So therefore, Rebbe must hold, we learned it out from mincha. And therefore, Rav Papa, you must be wrong. So what does Rav Papa answer? Amar lei, itanya, tanya. If you're bringing me a braita that says that, I can't argue with you. Okay? And basically, I'm wrong. Okay, last section of the Mishnah until we get to the new one. Perashti ve'eni odeya ma perashti yavi ki yom meruba. Tana, here's a braita that explains. Ki yom tov harishon shechag shechali yop b'shabbat. Okay, where you have... Okay, remember, let's just review. You have the, you can do the math if you want. You got to the 140 love. Okay, let's see. We have the what?
13 paro.
13 paro, right? 13 par. The two elim. The 14 kvasim. Plus another two kvasim for the Shabbat. And two kvasim for the Korban Tamid. Okay, so we have 18 kvasim. 2 elim, 13 parim. So 13 times 6, okay, right? That's 78, okay? Then we have, right, the 6 for the par, 4 for the aisle, that's another 8. That's 86. Then 18 times 3, that gives us 54. And that gets us to 140, okay? So, new Mishnah. Hare alai ola. We saw this actually quoted just the other day. If you say, I'm going to bring an ola, yavi keves. Okay, what's the assumption? Keves is the minimum option of something you can bring for an ola. What do we know about an ola? It has to be brought from a male animal. Okay? So therefore, the smallest male animal, we're going to say, is a keves. Okay, now... Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria Omer, O Tor O Ben Yonah. He says it could be a bird you meant. When you said Ola, you could have meant a bird. Now, why didn't we think you meant a bird before? Probably because if you meant a bird, what would you have said? Ola Ta'of. Okay, you would have said Ola Ta'of and not Ola Ta'be'ma. We're going to see soon a discussion about this in the Gemara. Perashti mina Bakar. Okay, I specified something from the Bakar for the Ola. Ve'eni odama perashti. So again, what are the options? Yavi par ve'egel. What's the difference? The age, right? Par, an egel is just a younger par. And these are both male, obviously, because again, we're not going to have options of female. Min ha-behema ve'eni odama perashti. If you say behema, which is obviously more general, then yavi par ve'egel ayel se'ir gdi v'tale. What's the difference between this and the first case where you only have to bring one? Because in the beginning, you just say ola. Ola general, so now you can get by with doing the minimum. But if you said, I specified one, I just don't know which one, then we make you bring the highest. We make you bring all of them because maybe you meant the highest, you know, the most expensive. Maybe you meant the least expensive. We make you buy all of them and bring all of them because you have to be, you have to fulfill your neder. Remember, there's this big issue if you don't fulfill your word. So those are all the options. Okay? Par egel, ayel se'ir, gdi v'tale. Right? It's each animal and it's young one. Perashti ve'eni odeya ma perashti. I specified, but I don't know which one I specified. Now here you didn't say perashti mina bakar, you didn't say I perashti mina be'ema. You just said, I specified something for an ola, I don't know what. Mosif alehen, you have to bring all the ones we just discussed, plus a toro ben yonah, right? The birds which can be brought as ola offerings. Now we're going to get into toda and shlamim. Now toda and shlamim can be female, so now we're going to add even more. Hare alai toda ushlamim. Right, I assume they mean either or, not both. Right, Rashi says it. Oze, oze. Yavi keves. Okay, so again, the minimum, keves. Perashti mina bakar ve'eni odeya ma perashti. But if you say, I specified from the bakar and I don't know what, so now besides par and egel, we're going to have par upara egel ve'egla, the female. Mina be'ma ve'eni odeya ma perashti. Yavi par upara egel ve'egla, ayel ve'rechela. Seir u'seira, gdi u'gdiya, tale u'tlaya. I don't know how you pronounce that, talia. Okay, so there you have all the possibilities, right? The male and female options. Hare alai shur. If you say, I'm going to bring a shur, an ox, yavi hu unisachav b'maneh. Now we're going to talk about that there's a minimum value that you meant here. What you really meant was, I'm going to bring X value, okay? In the Gemara, we're going to discuss, I'm going to bring up a few possibilities of the Rishonim or Achronim about what exactly, how we got to this amount, okay? But you have to bring, and I think it comes up in the Gemara, but maybe, because the Gemara is going to discuss actually what You know, right. Actually, no, maybe it's from here. Okay, I'll mention it here. Anyway, if you say, I'm going to bring a shor, so you have to get to a full amount of a maneh, which is 100 dinarim, okay, which is 25 sla'im. I'm going to put it into sla'im because in a minute the Mishnah is going to revert to sla'im. Okay, here it talks about a maneh, which is 100 dinarim, which is 25 sla'im. They're assuming that you meant the value of the animal plus the nisachim, the libations that go along with it, the meal offering, the wine, and the oil, you meant to come out to an amount of 100, right? It's pretty expensive, 100 dinari, okay? Egel, if you said egel, yavi hu unisacha bechamesh, okay? If you said egel, it goes down by a fifth, okay? We're going to assume 5 sla'im, okay, instead of 25 sla'im. That's why I said we're switching to sla'im, chamesh, 5 sla'im, which is 20 dinarim. Ayil, yavihu nesachav b'shtayim. Okay, now we're down to 2 sla'im, 8 dinarim. And keves, yavihu nesachav b'sela. We assume you meant a sela. Okay? So here I'm going to now go off for a minute on a tangent here. Rashi says, yavihu nesachav imo b'maneh, kach nitparesh b'dino b'torah shabal peh. He says, this is all a masoret, okay? That this was the amount. He says, it's all based on, and some of the Achronim say that what he means is, halacha l'Moshe Misinai. Interesting, he doesn't say those words, but that like makes it already very strong. That's what they say. Tosfot says, in classic Tosfot fashion, what does Tosfot like to do? They look at other sugyot and say, wait, but that sugya seems to contradict. And there's a sugya in Zvachim, and I think in Kritut, where it seems, to show that you could bring it for less. So he basically claims that this must be only midrabbanan. Okay, but the mikaradin, you're yotze, even if you bring it for less money than this. Okay, this obviously isn't a halacha, you know, l'moshe misinai for sure, you know, and that it's not ma'akev, you know, you should, but if you don't, it's okay. The third explanation is the Rambam, which gives a more realistic mitzvah. He looks at the mitzvah, he says, these amounts must have been, you can imagine, this fluctuation of price. Exactly. It's reflective of, you know, what he claims is, it's the average value of a shor with the nisachim and an aisle and the keves and all of them. Each of those amounts matches the average value of those items during the time of the Mishnah in Eretz Yisrael. Okay, which then obviously leaves a lot of room for changes. I mean, obviously none of this is relevant anyway, because once they're discussing this, there is no Beit HaMikdash, but basically they're saying that that was the average amount, the Rambam says, and that's where they came up with those numbers. And it has nothing to do with some Masoret or, you know, it's not a halacha, there has to be exactly that amount if prices fluctuate, and that a dafka means the average, okay? They took not the least, so it's not, you don't bring the most nebuch animal, not the highest, so we don't make you pay the most, but the average.
But I wonder if the relative proportions between the
it seemed like a very, it seemed very, very, yeah. I thought that the proportion sounded a little out of proportion. That sounds a lot more money, but again, it could be reflective of that's what it was. Again, one of these things, I don't know so much about the value of animals and, right, and today. Right, I certainly don't know then, and I don't know today either. Okay. Where are we up to now? Shor b'maneh, b'maneh. Okay. So, shor b'maneh. What if I say I'm going to bring... Okay, before, what did you say? Hare alai shor. You said just, I'm going to bring a shor. Shor, we now say, has an equivalent monetary value. What if you say shor b'maneh? I'm going to bring a shor valued at a maneh. So now, before, what did we say? Hare alai shor, you have to bring shor and the nisachim of that value. But in this case, you said a shor b'maneh, which means yavi b'maneh chutz minisachav. You have to bring a shor that's valued in a maneh. Plus, you have to bring all the other nisachim, because you specifically said, I'm going to bring shor b'maneh. Egel b'chamesh. So if you say, I'm bringing an egel for chamesh lim, there's basically all the same cases and all the same amounts. But instead of saying, hare alai egel, you said, I'm going to bring an egel b'chamesh. So again, yavi b'chamesh, chutz mi nesachav. In addition, you have to bring the nesachim. Ayal b'shtayim, yavi b'shtayim, you have to bring an ayal valued at shtayim. Chutz mi nesachav. In addition, you have to bring the nesachim. Keves b'sela, yavi b'sela, chutz mi nesachav. Shor b'mane. Let's say you said, now we're going to have a case of you said something, but then you did something a little different. You said you're bringing shor b'mane. Vehevi shnayim b'mane. You brought them two shvarim. Together they equaled a mane. This shows you, by the way, that if this is a realistic case, that you could have a shor valued at half the value of another shor. So here you brought two that were valued in a mane. Lo yatza. Okay, in this case, you're not yotze, because you said shor b'mane. You didn't say shvarim b'mane. Va'afilu ze b'mane chaser dinar, v'ze b'mane chaser dinar. Even if each one was worth 99 dinarim, and you were just a dinar short, and you brought two that were 99 dinarim's worth, doesn't work. Shachor v'evi lavan, lavan v'evi shachor, gado v'evi katan lo yatza. You say, I'm bringing a black one, and you bring a white one. You bring a white one, you bring a black one. You bring a big one, you bring out a little one. Lo yatza. But if you say katan behevi gadol, but if you say I'm going to bring a small one, and you brought a large one, yatsa. Okay, then you're yotze, because it's, right, you at least have the value of a small one, not the big one. Rebbe Omer, lo yatsa. If you say you bring a small one, you didn't actually do what you said you were going to do. I don't care that you brought a big one and that you at least spent, you know, you spent double the amount of money, let's say, but that doesn't matter because you said katan and you brought a gadol. Gemara starts out, below pleading. Okay, they go back to the first case in the Mishnah, which was, Harei alai olai yavi keves, Rav Elazar ben Azaria omer, O tor, O ben yonah. And the Gemara says, lo pligi, mar ki atre, umar ki atre. They don't disagree. Each one goes according to his place. Now, the first basic interpretation is, what does it mean, mar ki atre, umar ki atre? Okay, Rashi says, In the place where Tana Kama lived, Keves was the cheapest, was cheaper than the birds. And in the place where Rabbi Eliezer lived, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. It's interesting. The Nusachim Rashi here says Rabbi Eliezer. Maybe there's a machlokan about the Nuscha'ot. Right, Rashi obviously had a different girsa, or whoever, I don't know, printed Rashi, printed it wrong. Anyway, in the place where he was, the oaf was less than the Keves. Because remember, if you just say Arei Olai Olai, we only make it bring the minimum. So now, the Rambam in the Perashat Mishnah has a totally different interpretation, and people say, how could Rashi say that a bird is more expensive than a keves? How could that possibly be? Which, by the way, it could be, because the Mishnah in, there's a Mishnah that says that there was a maaseh, namdu kinim b'dinarei zahav, okay, where the kinim, remember, the birds, to buy the pair of birds, and a pair of birds was really expensive. Like, it could be, if there's a shortage of birds, it could be. So that's one interpretation. But the Rambam, the Perashat Mishnah, has a different interpretation. And he says something which I think is a lot more realistic. If in some places, when you say Ola, it includes birds. And in other places, when you say Ola, it's only animals. And if you say birds, it's Ola Ha'of. It's semantics, the way people talk. Do people call it a bird Ola offering Ola Ha'of, or do they call it an Ola? That's a much more realistic interpretation in my mind. Okay. Tana Rabbanan, Hare alai ola basela la mizbeach. Okay, I'm going to bring an ola basela to the mizbeach. Yavi keves. She'en lecha davar shakare basela legabe mizbeach ela keves. Okay, if you say, I'm going to bring an ola worth a sela to the mizbeach, you must mean a keves because there's nothing else that goes on the mizbeach that's, you know, an ola la mizbeach that's worth a sela. This is just like we saw before, that what? This braita matches the structure we saw in the Mishnah, which is, what if you say, though, actually it was a braita we saw before, same structure, I specified something that I was going to bring as a sela on the Mizbeach, but I don't remember what. In that case, it can't be for sure a selah. It can't be for sure a keves, because that's the only option. So it must be you're including other things b'selah. Okay, so now, yavi mikol davar shakarev b'selah legabe mizbeach. Now we're assuming you're not necessarily talking about an ola. It could be anything, like lavona. It could be a meal offering. In other words, there you can find things that are valued at a selah. That was a quote from the Mishnah. Amai. Why? Why don't you just bring a par? Remember, an egel is just a smaller par. Now, what did we say in the Mishnah? If you say katan and you bring gadol, you're yotze. Again, not according to Rebbe, but Tanakama said you could. So why don't they say you should bring a par? Mimanafshach. Because if you meant an egel, so you brought a par, it's bigger, even fine. If you meant a par, so you brought a par, perfect. So what did they answer? Hamane Rebbe hi ah. This line earlier in the Mishnah must be Rebbe. Damar katan vehibi gadol lo yatsa. So they're assuming from the fact that it says you have to bring a par and an egel is just a smaller par, that we're assuming that it must be that we hold that this part of the Mishnah holds like Rebbe. So now they say, but that doesn't make so much sense. How could the beginning be Rebbe, right? Then it's Tanakhava's opinion, and then go back to Rebbe. It's a weird structure. E Rebbe ema seifa. When it says in the seifa, shor b'maneh be'bi shnayim b'maneh lo yatsa. When it says shor b'maneh, and then you bring shnayim b'maneh, you're not yotze. Vafilu ze b'maneh chaser dinar v'ze b'maneh chaser dinar. Shachor be'bi lavan, lavan be'bi shachor, gadol be'bi katan lo yatsa. Katan be'bi gadol yatsa. Rebbe omer lo yatsa. Reisha v'seifa Rebbe u'mitziata rabbanan. In other words, it doesn't make sense. We start off with Rebbe, according to this. We then go back to Rabbanan, and then we go back to Rebbe at the end. It seems like a strange structure, and also just seems, if we're going to have Rebbe coming in at the end, and they say, this is Rebbe, and he disagrees with Tanakama, they should have said that at the top also. Okay, so what are the answer? In, no, really, you could say that. Reisha v'seifa Rebbe, mitziata Rabbanan. The Hachi Kamar, and this is what it's trying to say, when it brings up at the end, Shita Rebbe, it's trying to tell you like this. Davar Zeh, which refers to also earlier in the Mishnah, right? Whether you can bring a gadol that includes a katan, right? That if you said katan, you can include the gadol, is a machlok at Rebbe Rabbanan, okay? It's telling you at the end that, by the way, a bunch of things we discussed in this Mishnah are machlok at Rebbe Rabbanan, you know, and our Mishnah really went in Rebbe, okay? It's a difficult way of reading the Mishnah, but that's the way they read it. Okay, Tznan Hatan. Shishan l'nidava k'neged mi. Okay, there's a Mishnah in Masechet Shkalim. We've talked about these six kupot for the nidava. Remember, we have the six kupot that you would put for the olat nidava, the way we understood them. Okay, we're going to see now that maybe there's some other interpretations. There were these six kupot. Remember, there were 13 kupot. Six of them were for voluntary offerings. The way we've understood them in the past is that you put the motar nesachim and the motar, all the things that were extra from the chatad and the asham and the, right, they were all different ones. In fact, we saw some opinions about what they were each for. Okay, the question is going to be, what's the point of each of these six? Why are there six of them? And what are they for? Okay, the truth is we'll stop today because we're going to continue a lot with this tomorrow. That's what we're going to end off on. These six kupot, what are they for? And we're going to raise some questions on things that we assumed were givens. We're now going to see not everyone actually agrees with what these exactly were for and why there were six of them.